Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Tes. We're getting very close to the end over here. Today we're going to discuss Yitzias Mitzrayim, Halel, Afikomen. Daf is going to begin with two statements about Hashem made by Rabbi Shmuel, and we're going to talk about the wealth that Yosef collected in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael took with them when they left Mitzrayim, and where that wealth then went afterwards. The Gemara is going to identify the author of several of the lines of Halel, and is going to discuss the bracha that we say at the end of Halel, and right before the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to demonstrate how David HaMelech is going to be more qualified than any of the other great people in our history who came before him to lead the Birchas HaMazon at the great feast La'asid Lavo. So, and then the Mishnah is going to go into the halacha of Ein Maftir. It's really just one halacha in the Mishnah of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, the idea that not to eat anything after the Korban Pesach. And we're going to the last discussion on the daf is whether the same applies to matzah. Now that we eat a matzah as a zeichel Afikomen, do we still have a din that one is not allowed to eat afterwards? So that's the basic outline of what we're going to discuss today. Let's pick up from Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We left off about six lines before the end of the page. We were in the middle of the three statements that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi shared in the name of his father. When Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi got sick, so they sent him a message that we need you to tell us some Torah from your father that you could share with us. So the first bit of Torah he told them was that if even the Umos HaOlam, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a small amount of chesed with, recognize that chesed. So Klal Yisrael, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is so much stronger, for sure have to recognize the chesed. Second thing we learned was about all of the nations that are going to try to give a gift to Mashiach, so who Mashiach can accept from and who he can't accept from. So he can accept from everybody pretty much, except for the evil Roman Empire. They do not get to give a gift. Even though their svara in giving it is that we're related, we're brothers, but they do not get to give a gift to Mashiach. And now the final and third statement that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi shared in the name of his father, Va'od Shalach Lo. Gimel Meos Veshisha Mechamisha Shvakim Bekrach Gadol Shal Romi. There are 365 marketplaces in the large city of Rome. Vekalechad Ve'echad Hayibo Shalosh Meos Veshisha Mechamisha Bironios. And each of them have 365 towers in them. Vekal Bironis Ubironis Hayibo Shalosh Meos Veshisha Mechamisha Malos. And each of the towers have 365 steps on the tower, and each step has on it enough food to support the entire world. Amr Rabbi Shmuel L'Rabbi V'Amri La, how does the gears to change over here? V'Amri La Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi L'Rabbi, either Rabbi Shimon B'Rabbi or Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi L'Rabbi, Hani L'Man, who is all this food for? L'Chal L'Chavruchal L'Chavru Sechlis, for the Talmidei Chachamim. Shenemar, Socharav Etnenu Kodosh L'Hashem Lo Yatzar V'Lo Yachzim Kili Yoshvim L'Fnei Hashem Yiyah. Milo Yatzar, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yatzar Zebes Ha'otzer. That's a reference to a storage house. V'Lo Yachzan Zebes Keniza. It's a place where things are put away and hidden away. Mikey Kili Yoshvim Lefnei Hashem Amar Blazer Zeha Makir Makom Chaveru B'Yeshiva. It's specifically for those Talmidei Chachamim that recognize the place of their friends in Yeshiva, where their friends are supposed to be in Yeshiva. Ikeda Amri, others say, Amar Blazer Zeha Mekabel Pnei Chaveru B'Yeshiva, that it's a reference to those who are Mekabel, who greet their friends in Yeshiva. Maile Mechasa Atik Zeha Mechasa Dvarim Shekisa Atik Yomin. And it's specifically these treasures are hidden away for those who are mechasa those items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was mechasa, that he himself covered up. Umaynin, who? What are the things that Hashem covered up that people are supposed to cover up as well? Sisrei Torah, the secrets of the Torah that Rashbam defines as Maaseh Merkava, Maaseh Bereishis, the Perush of the Shem Hashem. All of these things are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has kept hidden from the majority of people, and we are supposed to keep those things hidden. V'ikadamri zeh megala dvarim shekisa atik yomin. Others say no, it means someone who reveals things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden, and that's a good thing. Ma'inin hu, what are those things that we're supposed to reveal even though Hashem has hidden them? Tamei Torah, the reasons for the Torah. So there's just so much over here to discuss, so many troubling things. First of all, the Gemara keeps on using the number 365, that everything is 365. So the Marsha in the Chiddush HaGadol says 365 is because is the clear and obvious reference with the number 365 is that's the Yomos HaChama. The solar year has 365 days, and the Umos HaOlam counts by the solar year. So everything that relates to the Yom HaSolam relates to the number of 365. Everything they accomplish is within the confines of the 365-day year. And that's why the Gemara in Sukkot of Chavtes Amar Aleph says, Bizman Shacham Eloka Simin Ra Lo'Ovdei Kochavim. When the sun, when there's issues with the sun, that's a bad sign for Ovdei Kochavim. Levan Eloka Simin Ra L'Soneim Shel Yisrael. But if there's problems with the moon, then it's a Simin Ra for Klal Yisrael, because we count by the moon. So it's clearly a reference to all their godless and everything they have and everything they build and everything they achieve. This probably relates to, I don't think the Marsha says this, but it probably relates to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that Lasadavo, the Yom HaSolam are gonna taina, that look what we did for Klal Yisrael, look what we did for the Tzaddikim. We built all these roadways so that they can travel on them. We did all of these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Shotem Shabbalam. No, you fools, you didn't do that for Klal Yisrael, you did that for yourself. But the Gemara might be highlighting the same point, that with all of their accomplishments and everything that they're building and everything that they're, that supports the mezonos of Talmidei Chachamim, that enables Talmidei Chachamim to be able to be supported, enables Talmidei Chachamim to be able to eat. But it's certainly not the Iker. The Iker and the point of it, as the Gemara says, that there could be a big building that's built just so that one day a Talmud Chacham passes by and he enjoys the tzel, he enjoys the shade of that building. So for a century, the building stands because one time the Talmud Chacham got Hanah from it. So all of it is to support the Talmud Chacham. So it could be that that's what the Gemara is referring to. But a couple of other things over here. What does it mean, Makir Makom Chaveru B'Yeshiva, that a guy recognizes someone else's spot in Yeshiva? So Rashbam and Rashi say, very pashut, if you know where everybody sits, that means you're there a lot. Otherwise, you wouldn't know where everybody else sits. So it's an indication that you're regular Shevis Tamid B'Beis HaMedrash, that you're always in the Beis HaMedrash if you know where everybody else sits in that Beis HaMedrash. The Me'iri says that it's not talking about the physical location, that you recognize the value of each and every person that you learn with, and therefore you try to connect to them, and you don't have any kinna toward them because you realize their inherent value. In the Sefer Lishma B'Limudim, again quoted here in the Masifta, but the Yaakov Biurim, he says that's it's referring to the Milev being Modala MS, that when someone else says something that's correct, to be makir b'kach and be mevatel your own das, to recognize that someone else says something that's correct. So even if you're having an argument, to know when to back down when someone else says something that is more true than your side of the argument. Others say it means very simply, Makom Chaver, Ben Yoyada says that you recognize your own stature in comparison to other people. That was the way they used to, from several Gemaras we see, that the way they used to sit in the yeshiva, they'd be arranged when they would go to the shir based on their maila, just like by the Sanhedrin. The way the Sanhedrin would sit, the way the Talmidim would sit in front of the Sanhedrin, is that the Gemara Sanhedrin says that they were arranged based on their level. And that's why when one person had to leave from the Sanhedrin, they would take the top Talmud. They wouldn't take from the third row, and everyone would move up one seat because they were sitting in that order. So that's what it means, makiris makomo, that even if you don't happen to sit that way anymore, where people just pick random seats, but a person realizes who's ahead of him in if someone is chosen, if he's chosen to be the Rosh HaYeshiva in front of someone else who's more qualified, he would recognize the injustice in that, and he wouldn't accept the position. Or adrab, if someone who's more qualified than him gets the position, he'll recognize that is just and that is appropriate because he knows his own place. So that might be what Makir's Chavero refers to. What are these Ta'amei HaTorah that were supposed to be Megala? So the Marsha raises the question that this Gemara L'chor is a stira to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, Mipnei Ma Lo Nisgalu Ta'amei HaTorah? Why are the Ta'amei HaTorah not revealed to us? Why doesn't Hashem let us know why we do everything? So the Gemara says, because there are two psukim, there are two times the Kodesh Baruch Hu was miskala tamei Torah, and it backfired. And nichshal ben gadol be'olam, gadol olam stumbled in both of those things. It says lo yarbo lo nashim, so Shlomo HaMelech says, oh, lo yarbo lo nashim, and it says because it's going to be yasal levavo, it's going to lead his heart astray. Shlomo HaMelech says, yeah, but I have a broad heart, I'm a very strong-minded person, it's not going to do anything to me. And it says lo yarbo lo susim, that he's not allowed to have extra horses. and it's going to lead him to Mitzrayim. And Shlomo Melech again, when his wife, when he got older, he wasn't able to withstand the temptation. So apparently, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling us we should not be. The Torah specifically is not megalatame Torah. So why is our Gemara saying that this is a positive thing that we're supposed to be megalatame Torah? So clearly, this is an example of what we've mentioned many times, that sometimes Chazal will use two different words that mean exactly the same thing, and sometimes Chazal will use the same word in two different places, but they clearly mean two different things. Meaning there's got to be two different types of Ta'amei HaTorah. And that's what all the Achronim work on, what exactly the Chiluk is. So the Marsha suggests that over here we're talking about Ta'amei Havanas Divrei HaTorah. Ta'amei HaTorah doesn't mean the underlying reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us each mitzvah in our context. That's what the Gemara is talking about in Sanhedrin. Why did Hashem give the mitzvah? Shelo Yasu Levavo, that's the reason, the underlying cause and motivation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the mitzvah. That we're not supposed to study. Over here, Ta'amei HaTorah means to understand the Torah, to understand what's behind it, to have a better Havana of the Chachmas HaTorah, but not to know the underlying reasons and cause for what it says in the Torah. So that's the what the difference is between our Gemara and the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin. The Ramban brings a raya from our Gemara. The Ramban in Dvarim Perichav Beis brings a raya from our Gemara that by every mitzvah there is a tam and a toeles and a tikkun la'adam, aside from the schar that a person is going to get, there is some other benefit, some other tam and toeles that we get from the from each mitzvah. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim goes to great lengths to explain as many of the ta'amei ha-mitzvos as possible. Again, but those ta'amei ha-mitzvos are more like the ta'amei ha-mitzvos that we're talking about in Sanhedrin, which in general the Torah itself does not tell us about. And yet the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam do try to uncover the ta'amei ha-mitzvos. So the Rambam himself asks from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagiru rachamecha meshaskin also, that someone who says that Hashem has rachmanus on the bird's nest by giving us a mitzvah shiluach hakan, we quiet such a person down. And one of the Amoraim in the Gemara says, Mipnei she'osu midos v'shal kodosh baruch hu rachamim ve'inen el gzeros, that we're making the midos of kodosh baruch hu into rachamim, but it's not rachamim, it's gzeros. We don't understand any of it. We can't comprehend any of it. So how can we try to give Tamei HaMitzvos? The Ramban also points out that the Medrash says in Bereshis Rabbah, V'chi mai ichbato da HaKadosh Baruch Hu bein shochet min ha-tzavar bein shochet min ha-oref. Why does Hashem care whether when you shecht an animal, whether you cut it from the front of the neck or the back of the neck? What difference does it make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Halo nitnu ha-mitzvos al tzarif b'mes ha-brios. So says the Medrash, no, the purpose of the mitzvos is tzarif b'mes ha-brios, to perfect us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for us, but not because there's any actual toeles in having it shechted one way versus having it shechted the other way. So it sounds like there are no Tamei HaMitzvos. There is no further toeles, says the Ramban. So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that this Deya that's quoted in the Gemara is one of two shitos. There is a shita that there's no tam lemitzvos, that it's just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. But we hold that there is a tam lemitzvos, that mitzvos do have a tam, and we paskin like that Deya, which is an interesting idea, that there is such a concept of a psak in Hashkafa, that you could have a machlokas in Hashkafa, and we paskin that way. We paskin like that Deya, that there is a tam in mitzvos. The Ramban explains that the Gemara in Brachos with the Kan Tzipor Yagiru Rachamecha and the Medrash that it's Letzarif Behemes Abrios are what those sources mean to say is that Hashem has no personal benefit, so to speak, kaviyachol, in our mitzvos. But certainly there's a toelis for the person in avoiding some sort of negative midah or some sort of negative effect on his neshama when he does each and every mitzvah. So it's not a stira. These are klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no tam and there's no toelis. But klapei the person, there's definitely a tam and a toelis for each and every mitzvah that we do. So generally speaking, the approach of the Rishonim seems to be that to suggest to be doresh time of the Kra is a problem. To suggest that we know the reasons and therefore adjust the halacha based on those reasons, that's the iser. But to suggest suggest reasons and toelas and what benefits certain mitzvahs give us, that's a very nice thing to do. That helps us relate to the mitzvahs a little more. It gives a little, it's not a coincidence, the word tam means reason, it also means flavor and taste. It gives the mitzvah a little more flavor, a little more taste in our mouths when we do the mitzvahs, when we're able to suggest a tam for the mitzvah. So that's the possibility that's generally the attitude that probably the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch have toward tamei mitzvos. Says the Gemara further now, Amar Rav Kahana, the first wide line, Amar Rav Kahana Mishum Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, Mai Dechsiv Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. What is the pasuk trying to tell us when it says Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid? So Zamru Lemisha Notzchanos Avisameach, that we should sing to the one who, when you defeat him, he is happy. He's happy that we are victorious over him, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo Re'e Shalok Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam. Hashem's Midas are very fundamentally different than the way people act. Basar V'Dam Minatzchanoso V'atzev. If you have a debate with a person and he loses, he's sad that he lost. He would rather have won. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Notzchanoso V'sameach. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we are Minatzeach, when we're victorious against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, he's happy about it. Shenemar V'yomer L'Hashmideim Lulei Moshe B'chiro Amad B'peretz L'fanav. That Hashem said, I would destroy them if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Amad B'peretz, that Moshe Rabbeinu stood in the breach and defended Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy that Moshe Rabbeinu stood in the breach and defended Klal Yisrael and won the debate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was playing devil's advocate. He was trying to say that he was building in Moshe the courage to stand up for Klal Yisrael, and he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to win. The mashal of the team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters, right? Their job is to lose. They're dafka trying to lose, but that's the point. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could win anything, but that's not what he wants to do. He wants to motivate Moshe Rabbeinu to stand up and defeat him, so to speak. Amar Rav Kahana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yudin Nasiya, May Dichsiv Videi Adam Mitachas Kanfehem. What does it mean? Videi Adam are underneath their wings. Yadok Siv. It says Yado is the Ksiv, so it's a reference to the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaprusa tachas kanfei achayos kedei lekabel bali tshuva miyad midas hadin. That the hand of Hashem is underneath the kanfei achayos of the malachim to accept the bali tshuva from the midas hadin. They were going to be subject to the midas hadin for all of their averos, but now that they have done tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them by his own hand. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Kol Kesef Zav Shabayolam, Yosef Lakto Veviel Mitzrayim. All of the gold and silver in the world, Yosef collected and brought to Mitzrayim during the years of famine. He managed to build up the storage houses of wealth in Mitzrayim by getting money from all over the rest of the world. Shenemar Veilakit Yosef Kol Kesef Animtza. Ein Li Ela Shabaretz Mitzrayim. So I would only know that Yosef was able to collect all of the kesef from Mitzrayim itself, but v'shabaretz Kanan va'ashar ratzos minayin. How do I know that he got the money from everywhere else, also from Eretz Kanan and everywhere else? Tamalomer v'kala aretz bo Mitzrayim. That all lands came to Mitzrayim in order to get food, and they all spent good money on that food. Ukshali Yisrael mi Mitzrayim helu imahin. And when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they brought it with them. They left Mitzrayim empty from all that money. Shneamar v'yinatzlas Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk v'yinatzlas Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Vayinatzlu, Ravasi Yamar Asua Kimitsuda Zu She'in Badagan. They made it like an animal trap that doesn't have any grain to lure the animals in. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kimitsula She'in Badagim. No, it's like a place where fish are that doesn't have any fish. It's left empty, void of its fish. So the Rashbam points out by Mitsuda you would say Dagan because it's Derech Litein Dagan B'Mitsuda She'parsen L'fnei Ofos. You would put grain when you're trying to catch birds. So, because in order to get the bird's attention, by Mitsula, which is Mayim, which is water, we're Gores Dagim. It's not Dagan. It's Dagim. So the Achronim have a lot to talk about over here in terms of what's the difference between. I mean, we get it. It's empty. Mitzrayim was empty. That's the point. So what's the difference whether you call it a Matsuda She'inba Dagan or a Mitsula She'inba Dagim? So in the Divrei David, he says that from the Mitzrayim, when you say that Mitzrayim was like a Mitzuda Shein Vadagan, it means that there was no money at all left in Mitzrayim. But if you say that it's Mitzula Shein Vadagim, it means they only took the Kesef and the Zahav that was clear and evident and exposed. But Mitzrayim still had some Kesef and Zahav that was not Galui. Because a Mitzula Shein Vadagim, that's one thing about fish, that you look in the water, you can only see the fish that are on the top of the water. But deep down in the depths, you don't see everything. There are more that are further down. So that would be the mushel to the dagim, that it looked like it's ein badagim. It looked like it didn't have any fish. But there are always more. There are always more in the depths, beneath the surface. That's one of many, many explanations that Achronim give over here. But it's fascinating. The Meshach Chachma in Perek Mem Aleph of Sefer Bereishis suggests that this might explain the dream of Paro on a deeper level. That Paro describes in his dream, "Vatavon el kebenu v'lo nodu ki bo el kebenu mar'ein ra kasher b'tchila." That you had these fat cows, and then the skinny cows, and the skinny cows ate the fat cows. And he adds this point that you would never have even known that they were ever there in the first place. That there ever were these sheva haparos habrios v'atovos. The paros habrios v'atovos, says the Meshach Chachma, might refer to all of the kesef and zav in the world that Mitzrayim was able to collect during the years of Sova. And then it says v'lo noda ki bo'u el kerbenu mareim ra kasher b'tchila, meaning after Klal Yisrael leaves and they take all the Kesef Zav with them, it turns out that no one would ever know that this Kesef Zav was ever Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim would be just like it was before the Shnos HaSova. So the Meshech Chachma says based on that we could explain why by the dream of the Shibolim, of the sheaves of wheat, it doesn't say lo noda ki bo'u el kerbenu. That part of the dream is left out. Why? What's the pshat? Says the Meshech Chachma, Paro has two dreams. Why does he have, and they're both the same idea. Why does he have two dreams with both the same idea? Why wasn't one just good enough? So Yosef answers that question. Yosef says that hishanos hachalom el Paro pamayim. The reason that you had the dream twice, ki nachonadav, because it's going to happen right away. It's going to happen very, very soon. So says the Meshech Chachma, the parts that were repeated were the parts that happened very, very soon. Ki lo noda, the fact that you can't tell that Mitzrayim ever had the wealth because all of it was removed from Mitzrayim, that happened 210 years later. That happened at the end. So that part wasn't repeated. That only made it into the first dream because only the part that happened immediately was repeated. A brilliant Meshech Chachma. So says Gemar Vayter, now vayamunach ad Rechavam, so all this money was left alone until Rechavam. But Shishak Melech Mitzrayim v'nitlo me Rechavam. Shishak Melech Mitzrayim came and took it from Rechavam. Shenemar v'yibishnas ha'chamish al Melech Rechavam ala Shishak Melech Mitzrayim v'lishlayim v'yikach ha'sotros b'yis Hashem v'sotros b'yis ha'melech. But Zarach Melech Kush v'nitlo me Shishak. Zarach Melech Kush then went and took it from Shishak. But Asa v'natlu mi Zarach Melech Kush v'shigul ha'adrimon ben Tavrimon. Asa came, took it from Zarach Melech Kush and gave it to Hadrimon ben Tavrimon. But b'nei Amon v'natlo me Hadrimon ben Tavrimon. B'nei Amon took it from him, but Yoshav nothing B'nei Amon, Yoshav took it from them. Vayimunach ad Achaz, and it was left to the side till Achaz came along. Bas Sancheirav nothing me'Achaz, Sancheirav came and took it from Achaz. Ba Chizkio nothing me'Sancheirav, Vayimunach ad Tzidkio, Chizkio took it from Sancheirav and kept it, and we were able to hang on to it until Tzidkio. Bo Kastim nothing me'Tzidkio, the Kastim took it from Tzidkio. Bo Parsim nothing me'Kastim, Parsim took it from them. Bo Yivanim nothing me'Parsim, and the Yivanim took it from them. And the Romans took it from the Greeks, and all of this treasure, all of this vast treasure, still remains in Rome. There were three hidden gems that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Achas niskala l'korach, one of them became revealed to Korach, and he got his hands on them. Vachas niskala l'antoniginus ben Asvirus, one of them was uncovered by Antoniginus ben Asvirus. Va'achas kenuza l'tzadikim l'asadavo, and one is being put away and saved for the tzadikim l'asadavo. Osher shamar lebal of the ra'aso. When we say that wealth can be bad for a person, can have a negative impact on a person, Amr b'shimun lachash zu osher shel Korach. That's a reference to the wealth of Korach. The pasuk refers to Amar Rabbi Elazar zema monu shel adam shema amido al ragel. This refers to a person's mamon, a person's money, which gives him standing. It's ma'amido al raglav. It gives a person support. So that's the Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yol, one of his thing, big ideas that he promotes is that you can't take money from a Rasha. That if a person is a Rasha, since the money is Mamidol al Raglav, so by taking money from Rasha and doing good things with the money that you take from a Rasha, you're only supporting that Rasha and you're giving him more zechuyos. So that's this is a Gemara, one of the Gemaras that he quotes. Obviously, he applies it to the Medina, and that's why, to his credit, unlike others who maybe will reject everything the Medina stands for but are more than happy to take money, his shita was that there's absolutely, you can't take money. If you hold out a Rasha, then you can't take money from them. Amar Rabbi Levi, Masri Sholosh Meos Predos Levanos Hayim Avtechos Beis Gnozov Shel Korach. The keys for the storage houses of wealth, for the treasuries of Korach, had to be held by 300 white mules, meaning that's how heavy the keys were just to the storage house. V'kulu aklidi v'klipi degalda, and all of them were made from leather, so they weren't even that heavy, and nevertheless, it took 300 mules to carry all these keys. The Rashbam and all the others should point out that the number 300 is very often a guzma, so there are certain numbers that Chazal have as go-to guzma numbers when they want to exaggerate. So 300, 400 is often used, writing 400 Sifri Torah in one day, you know, things like planting 400 vineyards, that kind of thing. Those numbers are often, 70 is also a number Chazal often use as a guzma. So over here also it's a guzma, it doesn't mean that actually 300 mules were needed in order to carry it. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Now the Gemara is going to identify who said each pasuk in the series of pasukim in Hallel. Odcha ki ani sani, Amar David. David Abel says, Odcha ki ani sani. Thank you, Hashem. I'm grateful to you, ki ani sani, because you caused me inu, you caused me suffering. So all the achronim are bothered. Why would you thank Hashem for the suffering? So as we explained recently, that very often the suffering brings out the best in a person, and although we don't ask for it prospectively in advance, we thank Hashem for it retrospectively because of what it showed us about ourselves and how we developed from the suffering that we went through. Also, some of the Achronim suggest that because through the suffering came a Yeshua, and through the Yeshua, it was a Kiddush Hashem, everyone realized Hashem's presence, so that itself is worthy of thanking Hashem for, that we became that someone who suffered and then had a Yeshua becomes the vehicle for Hashem, for Kiddush Hashem. So that itself is worthy of Hodah. That's something that people are always bothered by, that when someone gives Hodah for being saved from a terrible situation, from being saved from an illness. So people always ask, but didn't Hashem make you ill also in the first place? So why are you thanking Hashem for saving you from the illness? Hashem is the one that put you in the situation. But that idea, Beis Halevi discusses that idea, that no, by being chosen to be the one who suffers and is then saved, we become the vehicle of Kiddush Hashem. And that is a very great zuchus, to be the vehicle of Kiddush Hashem. So, Odcha ki ani sani, David is thankful for the suffering itself. Evan Masu Abonim Haisal Rosh Pina Amar Yishai. Yishai says Evan Masu Abonim. It's a reference to the fact that that all the other brothers were ma'us in David. They thought that he was disgusting. They thought that he was beneath them. He was the lowest of the brothers. I saw on last Friday Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky. He told me. He called me up afterwards to follow up. He told me there's a medrash, and I had heard this medrash before. I found it. There's a medrash that says that Yishai, David's father, was concerned about the yichus of his children, and he wanted to be megarish free one of his shvachos and marry her because to clean up the yichus a little bit. So but the shivcha was loyal to Yishai's wife. So the shivcha told Yishai's wife, look, he wants to sleep with me and have a child with me. And then Yishai's wife, this was all in the medrash, and Yishai's wife went on the night that he was supposed to be with that shivcha. Yishai's wife went and snuck in, and Yishai had no idea. It was like a Rachel Leah type of thing. He had no idea who he was really with, and she got pregnant, and that's and David was born. So Yishai, and therefore all the brothers, assumed that David was a mamzer. that they assumed that that she, how did she get pregnant? Yishai wasn't with her; he was with the Shivcha that night. So they assumed that David was a mamush. Their mamush ma'us in David. They thought that that's why he was the shepherd out in the field, while everyone else was seemed to be home when Shmuel comes. What was David doing away from everybody else? He was banned. He wasn't allowed to be in public appearances. He was the mamush. They were hiding. So that's Evan Maas Abonim Ha'isal Rosh Pina, and look what he became, the one that they thought that he was a mamzer. So Yishai said that. Meis Hashem Ha'isazos Amru Achiv. Meis Hashem Ha'isazos, the brother said, Zeh, right, that clearly it was from Hashem that David was handpicked. Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Amar Shmuel. Ana Hashem Oshiyana Amru Achiv. Ana Hashem Atzlichana Amar David. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Amar Yishai. Berach Nuchim Beis Hashem Amar Shmuel. Kel Hashem Yar Lanu Amru Kulan Isru Chag Bavosim Amar Shmuel Eliyatav Odeka Amar David Elokai Rameka Amar Kulan. So again, this is just going through the conversation of how each one praises Hashem from their own perspective. But that's the idea of how each of these phrases relates to somebody else. Tnan Hasam Makom Shenagu Lichpal, where the minig is to be kofel, to say to double up psukim and halel yichpal. So then we should be kofel the halel. Rashi says kala halel, that there are places where the minig is that every pasuk in halel is said twice. So if that's the minig, then that's what you do. Lifshot yifshot. If the minig is to say it just once, so you say it once. Levarich achrav yevarich. And if the minig is to say a bracha after halel, so then you should say a bracha after halel. Hakol k'minig ha-medina. Everything should follow the minig ha-medina. You should do whatever they do. Amar Abaye lo shanu el la'achrav. When do we say it's hakol k'minig ha-medina? That's only to say a bracha after halel. Aval lefanav, but to say a bracha before halel, mitzvah levarich. There we have a mitzvah to be mevarich. And here's another example, we keep on having them, of cases where the Gemara at the very end of a Masechta mirrors the Gemara at the very beginning of the Masechta, even though we're on a totally different topic now. The beginning of the Masechta was about Bedikas Chametz, and now we're talking about the Seder, which is not at all about Bedikas Chametz, but somehow we sneak in there some of the same halachas we taught at the beginning of the Masechta. So, Dav Zayin, Dam Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Kala Mitzvos Mevarich Alein Over La'asyasan. That all mitzvahs we make a bracha prior to performing the mitzvah. So my mashma dahai over lishon da akdumehu. How do we know that the word over means before, that we do it before performing the mitzvah? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak tichsiv vayaretz achimatz derech hakikar vayavar esakushi. Because it says achimatz ran derech hakikar vayavar esakushi, and he outran the kushi. He got there before him. He got there first. So that's how we see that it's a lashon of kedima. Abaye yomer mehachavu avar lifnehem. So from these psukim we see lashon of kiikadamri mehachav ayavu malkum lifnehem Hashem b'rosham. So that's the inyan of making bracha over las yasam, of saying a bracha before doing a mitzvah. Now the Tosos and Dav Zayin and Dav Zayin and Beis said Omer Rach b'shem Hagon. Dafka b'tfilas hager delo matziyam lemeimer v'tzivanu da kati nachrihu. The Gemara, the Tosa says that when a ger goes to the mikvah, a ger does not make the bracha of on the tefila before going to the mikvah. He makes the bracha afterwards. Why? Because before going to the mikvah, he can't say asher kiddushanu b'mitzosav v'tzivanu. He's not yet a Jew, so he can't say those words. But other chayavei tefila, says Tosa, like a balkeri, chayotzibo, can say the bracha even before going to the mikvah, and that's what the Rambam writes. Right, so that's what the Rambam paskens in the 11th parak of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Zayin, that ein lecha mitzvah shemavarach nachar asiyasa el tvilas hager bilvad. Tvilas hager is the only one, but everyone else who goes to be tovel is mevarich ala tvila beforehand. But the ger is dachi meikaro, so there's no way that he's able to be mevarich in advance. That's the question. What Tosfos points out over there, that the minig that many have, that we all have of making the bracha on Netilas Yadayim after the Netila, not before the Netila, even though really you're supposed to do over Las Yasan, so they justify by saying it's all Atu Tvila Sager, that Tvila Sager has to be made afterwards, so all Tvilos and Netilos, that are all the basically the same idea, Atu Tvila Sager, because in that one case of Tvila Sager, where it can't be said before, so we always make the bracha afterwards, but we still have to make Netilas Yadayim over Las Yasan, right? So what do we do? The Niguv is part of the Netila, the drawing is part of the Netilas Yadayim, so we make the the bracha before we do the nigluv, after we do the netila. This is something, it's one of the most common misconceptions I notice that people have in terms of halacha. People make the assumption that as long as you still haven't made the bracha, if your hands are wet, you're still allowed to talk. The halacha is, that bracha is going on the netila. Really, that bracha should be said before you even do the netila. So to split up, to be mafsik between the netila and the bracha is a terrible thing. To be that's like making a bracha bar priyates, having a conversation, then eating the apple. You can't do that. You can't be mafsik between the netila and the bracha, rather, between the netila sidaim and the bracha. What's much less serious is, and people think is much more serious, is to be mafsik after you already said the bracha, and before the bracha valentil sedaim, before amotzi. So, okay, l'chachila, we don't speak between them. We try not to be mafsik then either. But that's a much less serious issue. If a person is mafsik then, if you do speak then, you do not wash again. And you certainly do not make a bracha if you wash again. That's a bracha levatala, to then, because you're not really chayiv to wash again. That's Rabbi Dweck, Rav Avadia's son, grandson-in-law, came and spoke in DRS last week, and he said that Maran's shita, his minhag, was that he would wash, he would say the bracha, and then he would talk before the amotzi, even l'chadchila. Okay, we try not to do that l'chadchila. Rabbi Dweck said, I knew we did that in my family, I just always thought it was a mistake. But then, he married into Rav Vadia did that also. So people have a misconception of what's the most important time, what's up, but it's all based on this, all based on the tevila. This concept of dichui that the Tosos and the Rambam talks about is based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos. Gemara Brachos says, "Boy, my name is Rav Chista. If someone eats and drinks and doesn't make a bracha, can he say the bracha afterwards?" So he said, "Mishachol shum v'recho nodiv yachzav yachol shum achar kadeshi v'recho nodiv." What if you eat garlic and your breath stinks? You think it will help to eat more garlic and your breath will stink more? So if you're still going to eat more, of course you should make another bracha. So Gemara says, "Yeah, but even if gomer sudaso yachzav v'yavarech, even if you already finished your meal, you should make the bracha." And it says, "Ditanya," because we learned, "Tavol va'Allah Omer Bal Yosef Baruch Hashem Kesher Mitzvah Svitzvan Ala Tvila," just like we have by Tvila. So it says the Gemara, no, Tvila is different. Akati Gavra Lochazi, by Tvila, the guy couldn't make the bracha before. By eating, a person could make the bracha before. Rav Shachter points out in the very end of Simon Gimel of Eretz HaTzvi, my favorite piece in Eretz HaTzvi, at the very end of Simon Gimel, he points out that the comparison that the Gemara makes is somewhat perplexing. It's talking about a bracha on food and whether you can make the bracha afterwards. And it says, oh, let's look at Tvila Sager and see if you can make the bracha afterwards. Tvila Sager is a birch mitzvah. What does that have to do with the bracha on food? So what you see from there is that just like a birch mitzvah that serves as a matir, the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Hey says that someone who's nena me'el mazeh below bracha is mo'el, it's as if he violated mi'ila. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food until we make the bracha, and then it's matir us to eat the food. The bracha is matir us to eat the food. So birch mitzvah also might be a matir, that when one says a birch mitzvah, who are we to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have the chutzpah to be able to, it's ki'ilu, one of us walks into the White House and says, I'm ready to serve, I'm ready to be the vice president. No problem, I'm here to help. So, well, who are you? You can't come and just... So who are we to serve? HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we need a matir, and that matir comes in the form of a bracha. So that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says, U'kishem shemavarchan al ha'anoya, kach mevarchan al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Just like we make a bracha on hana'ah, so too we make a bracha on each and every mitzvah. So just like it's asur lehanos melem hazeh b'lo bracha, it's asur to be mekayem es mitzvah without a bracha. So you understand very well why it is that you can't make a birchas nenin afterwards. If it's a matir, it's too late, meaning you can't be matir l'mafreya. So how taka does it work by tevila sager? So if Shachter says it's okay to fall behind today, so how taka does it work by tevila sager? So the way it works, if Shachter explains, is that normally we look at a bracha as a bracha on a meisa mitzvah. The bracha is not on the kiyuma mitzvah. The bracha is on a meisa mitzvah. But by tevila sager, because you can't have a bracha on the meisa mitzvah, because there can't be a bracha in advance on the meisa mitzvah, the bracha is on a chalos that the mitzvah causes. That the mitzvah causes that this person is tahar. This person is a Jew. It's an ongoing chalos that is caused by the mitzvah. That's the nature of the bracha of Tevila Sager. So in a way, it is over Las Yasam, because it's ongoing. It's like a person who's in the middle of doing something. He's in the middle of doing a mitzvah. He could still say the bracha, as long as he's still in the middle of it, as long as it's not like we do with the Netilas Sudaim, as long as it's not over yet. So it's a bracha on the chalos. Rav Shechter has an interesting ha'ara. He says, what about by Tevilas Ger? So who makes the, by Tevilas Katan, Ger Katan, who makes the bracha by Tevilas Ger Katan? So the child doesn't, the Beis Din makes the bracha by Tefillas Ker Katan. When should that bracha be said? Before the Tefillah or after the Tefillah? So you would say, well, if the whole reason why a regular Ger doesn't make the bracha before the Tefillah is because Akati Gavr Lechazi, he's not Ra'u yet to make the bracha. So by Tefillas Ker Katan, where the Beis Din is making the bracha, they're Ra'u, they're Jews, they should be able to make the bracha. But once you say that, no, the very nature of the bracha on Tefillas Ger is a bracha on a chalos, on an ongoing chalos, it's not a bracha on the Maisa, so then maybe even the Beis Din should make the bracha afterwards at the chalos, not beforehand when you have the Maisa that didn't yet happen. So again, that's some of the inyanim relating to Ovelas Yasan. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with some halal related things. We fell behind on purpose, wasn't an accident.